The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you,
Lord. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Beautiful day of Our Lady of Lourdes. I tried to glean five ideas from the whole message of Lourdes and see if we can apply this to our personal day of consecration. First is that when Mary appears, Fatima in Lourdes, she appears to children. And I'm sure we have a lot of parents and grandparents here who have their children and maybe have a little bit of fear for the future of your children. Rightfully so. How many parents here? Grandparents? Now, the fact that you do have a certain amount of fear for your children is actually good. It's not something bad, it's good. But in your consecration to Mary, you have to give your children to Mary. You hear me? And some of you, I can almost see tears in your eyes because you have your children that have walked away from the church. If your children are young adults, probably they've walked away from the church, possibly, and that breaks your heart. It breaks your heart. This is part of your consecration, is you bring that broken heart to Mary and you ask Mary to take these wandering children into her fold, into her heart. You have to really trust that through her intercession your children are going to be saved. Amen? Because probably the biggest worry for most of you is what I'm talking about now. Then you maybe have smaller children. What's going to happen to them in 10 years? Only God knows. That's why in my presentation I spoke about the Benedictine option and I spoke about the Marian option. We're living in such difficult times, we have to seek refuge in the heart of Mary. Amen?
Amen?
As in the time of Noah, those who were saved were those outside, not outside the ark, but inside the ark. They were saved. We have to find our refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. All right. Lourdes is such an extensive message, I tried to glean out five golden nuggets. And when Mary comes, she's never going to be teaching anything different than the church and the gospel and Jesus Christ. If she does, it's a false apparition. Mary never contradicts her son. Rather, she reaffirms what her son has taught. The last words of Mary in sacred scripture recorded are found at the wedding feast of Cana, John chapter 2, verse 5, which Mary said, "Do whatever he tells you." If any of you know the message of Lourdes, at least in a summary fashion, you know what it is. Very similar to Fatima. It's basically three words. Three words, three practices. First is prayer. The second is penance. And the third is the first public preaching of Jesus. Be converted because the kingdom of God is at hand. That's the message of Lourdes, which is the very essence of the gospel. Very important to understand that. Mary's not creating some type of esoteric new age theology or pseudo-mysticism. No, it's basically bread and butter. The essence of the gospel. So let's talk a little bit about those three elements. Prayer. When Bernadette saw Mary, the first apparition was today, February 11th. She appeared 18 times. 18 times from February 11th up until July 16th, which happens to be the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the scapular you're going to be putting on. Bernadette saw her in the little grotto when the other two girls were going after wood because of a very cold day. And Bernadette was mystified at the beauty of this woman. She didn't know what to do, so she decided to pray the rosary. She couldn't even lift up her hand. Then the woman smiled at her, and with her rosary, she made the sign of the cross, and then Bernadette prayed the rosary. And the whole time, this beautiful woman, Bernadette didn't know who she was, had this radiant celestial smile on her face. So if you want Mary to smile, you want to rejoice the heart of Mary, say the rosary every day. There's two things better than praying the rosary every day, rather three things. Can I tell you? The second better is to pray two rosaries a day. Third is to pray three rosaries a day. And the fourth is to pray four rosaries today. Mary never gets tired of hearing us say, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria. Every time we say, Ave Maria, then we're saying, Mary, I love you. Okay, in my private practices, I beg Mary, every Hail Mary that I say will be instrumental in saving a soul for all eternity. Like that? Why don't you do it? I give you permission. Every Hail Mary is going to be instrumental in saving a soul. Okay, so prayer. Mary brings us to prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is dialogue and communication with Jesus Christ. That's why Mary is the quickest, shortest, easiest way to Jesus is through Mary. Let's move from prayer to penance. In the early 90s, Pope John Paul II proclaimed February 11th, which is today, the Universal Day to pray for the sick. So today is the universal day in the world to pray for the sick. But if you read his letter, maybe Google it in tonight when you go home, he also mentions not simply sick, but our suffering. John Paul says, Jesus is the only Redeemer of the world, but you're called to be co-redemptrix with Mary. I mentioned that in one of my talks. Jesus is the only Redeemer, but he's called Mary to be the co-redemptrix. He's called us to be the little co-redemptrixes of the world. You hear me? You are called to be a little co-redemptrix. We all have our baggage of sufferings, right? Hello? We as priests, we have more than you, okay? We got our baggage as our luggage, of sufferings. We have them. Suffering is very important. And as I've written in some of my writings, I say that suffering can either make you better or bitter. Better or bitter. Suffering, as Aquinas says, it's neutral. It's neither good nor bad. It depends on what we do with our suffering. This is a key element of deep spirituality. You're consecrating yourself to Mary doesn't mean you're not going to suffer anymore. No, you're going to suffer. This is going to be a very joyful, festive night. We're all going to go home with a lot of consolation. It doesn't mean that tomorrow there's going to be some type of cross that's going to be laid upon our soldiers, maybe even tonight. But the key is, when we have these crosses and sufferings, we recognize that these are gifts from the loving hearts of Jesus and Mary. They love us so much that they want us to suffer with them for the salvation of the world. It's not by chance that we're doing our consecration. It's my first of the year, 2019. I feel honored to be able to do the first consecration of the year with you and St. Peter Chanel. I usually do about 10 a year. But it's on Our Lady of Lourdes. And it's related to the whole concept of human suffering. You might even do a holy hour within the next week before Mary and just talk to Mary about your sufferings. We probably all have some type of physical sufferings if we're older than 38 and a half. Have any of you reached that yet? We all have some type of family suffering. Right? Someone in our family is causing us a lot of turmoil. We all have some type of suffering at work. There's someone that we don't get along well with. We all have some type of suffering socially with some person you know, family member that drives you up the wall. You probably drive her up the wall too. Probably all have some problems when you're praying, you go through a dryness. Lord, where are you? All these can be blessings from God. We place them in the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So prayer, penance, conversion. They're related. Deep prayer leads us to a life of penance. Penance leads us to personal conversion, converting our own hearts. And then God uses our own conversion and sufferings and penances as a means to save many other souls. Next point I'd like to underline, highlight is this. The very end of the apparitions, when the last apparitions, Bernadette asked her, please tell me who you are. She was pretty sure it was the Blessed Virgin Mary, but she never mentioned who she was. And she said, I am the Immaculate Conception. So in your consecration today, in an implicit way, you're being consecrated through the Immaculate Conception. Because that's who Our Lady said she was in Lourdes. So see yourself consecrated to the Immaculate One. Those who venerate the Immaculate Conception, which is the patroness of this country, Mary shares with us the graces that flow from the Immaculate Conception. That is, Mary starts to push us away from sin. She pushes us away from sin, and she pushes us into the heart of Jesus. So elicit the grace of the Immaculate Conception by often praying the prayer that you have in the Miraculous Medal. Hopefully this will be one of your favorite prayers, especially in temptation. When you're tempted by the devil to do something you know is wrong. You know, after this consecration, enter into battlefield. This is spiritual warfare. It is. It's spiritual warfare. But we've got Mary on our side. I love what they call Mary, the Mexicans from Guadalajara. Got some Mexicans here. They call her La Generala del Ejército. La Generala. If you don't speak Spanish, La Generala means she's the general of the army. I like that. She's the general of the army. We are her soldiers. We are on the winning side. Amen? And this is our battle cry. O Mary, conceived without sin. O Mary, conceived without sin. O Mary, conceived without sin. Last point. January 31st, we celebrated John Bosco. John Bosco had a vision of a little boy who passed away when he was 14 years old. His name was Dominic Savio. You've heard of him, I think. Dominic Savio appeared to John Bosco, radiating joy, radiating light, and he was bantering with him, kind of joking around a little bit with him. He said, Padre Giovanni, what do you think gave me greatest joy in my life? And Bosco said, well, your prayer life. Yeah, but guess again. Oh, your penance. Find something more. Well, it must have been the fact that you attracted so many young people to God. No, guess again. And Bosco could not think about anything else, and he said to Savio, what gave you the greatest joy in this life? And he said, my great love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. Go out and tell the whole world the great love that Mary has for the whole world. And that's my last message for all of you. If you're going to receive this consecration, You're going to be putting on your scapular. You are called to be the modern apostles of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Go out to the whole world and talk about the love of the heart of Jesus through the heart of Mary. Amen.